Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Disco Podcast. Hope you're good. In this one, we're going to be talking about DJing and the kind of memories and the art of DJing. I'm on Twitter at IanTodd82 if you want to talk on Twitter. I used to DJ and I used to put on my own nights and stuff like that. So I thought it would be interesting to just ramble on about experiences and stuff of that. Basically, when I was in the early 20s, I started helping out at a venue in Newcastle, just basically helping promote bands and stuff. And it was on the Quayside in Newcastle, and so it's really exciting actually when you start kind of seeing new bands. And it's almost like using a sport analogy, you're kind of tipping bands and to be big, or you tip a player to be big, and you know, and you put them on and give them a showcase, and then it's nice seeing them rise up and you go, ah yes, I knew they were good all along, you know. So I used to put on bands like Fuel Music, Long Blondes, but then I used to kind of also put a lot of local bands on, but then I would try and kind of put find electronic bands and stuff in the northeast. There wasn't that many at that time, but I went to see the Human League and a band called Trademark Support, so I got Trademark on, and it was really good. It was and also another band called Schmoof as well from London, and they did a cover of Sweet Child of Mine, which some people loved, some people hated, but I really liked it, and they were good. But then we got a chance to do our own club night called Synthtopia, and Synthtopia was like the indie club was on the top, and then we would be on the middle floor and stuff like that. So we were on the middle floor, and we would basically just play kind of like mid 70s right through the present in terms of electronic stuff and synth stuff, and got a few people going to the toilet and then suddenly wandering through and stuff and really liking it. And it was good. It was a good time, and it wasn't kind of like, oh, this is cool. It was just a case of, this is what's good, and that's it. It doesn't matter what if people think it's cool or not. And so we used to play there, and then I basically started doing my own nights and stuff, and I used to do a night in Sunderland called Casio, which was a spin-off from Synthtopia, really. Not as easy to play in some venues that where everyone assumes it's going to be indie music. There was a time where I was DJing where it was all Baby Shambles and Libertines and Block Party, and that was it, basically. Anything other than that, they didn't get, basically. And I also did an indie night as well, because it was kind of in between Synthtopia and indie music, so it was kind of had quite a lot of electronic music in amongst more of the crowd pleasers as well. You know, we didn't put Oasis on anything like that, but I did do some really random ones in Newcastle. I once put on a night for post rock music, so it was called Quiet Loud, and it was all kind of like Mogwai, Explosions in the Sky and stuff like that on it at a bar near the Quayside, and you had lots of kind of like hen parties coming in and stuff and looking pretty puzzled by it all. It was only a one-off. And also did one called Different Class, which was a celebration of kind of Britpop and the more kind of stuff that you wouldn't hear. Maybe it's a bit of, you know, you kind of obviously Manson stuff like that, but then you would have... And basically that was only one off as well, but it was fun. But doing the synth night was the best, and it's always like pacing the audience as well. As one night I was DJing in Newcastle, and we only just had a table. We didn't have any protection around it near the CD players and stuff, and people started wanting requests and stuff like that, and they've got their drinks in their hand and stuff, and You know, and people then will ask for something, then they'll just wander off somewhere and they won't remember what they've asked for and stuff. And but you've got to kind of build it up. You know, you put your more obscure at the start, and then you build up and build up, and then you start having. You know, we used to basically end with "Video Killed the Radio Star" by Buggles, and I think that's always a good sing along. You know, or "Don't You Want Me" by Human League. You know, I think you've got to kind of build up and then do the big crowd pleasers and stuff like that. You know, and don't be afraid to kind of drop random stuff in your set, like Kylie or something like that, you know, because you know, "Can't Get It Out of My Head" or something gets people on the dance floor, and that's the main thing, I suppose, if you're DJing. That is the optimum thing. You don't want people moving away from the dance floor. So, right, thanks very much. This has been Disco Episode 3. If you want to communicate, at the Intouch on Twitter. Thanks, bye.